Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops that quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
Look into my eyes. Let's wait. Under the moonlight.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live, right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
My name is Lewis, hello.
Hello, it's just the two of us today, which is first for me actually, just the two of us. We're boiled down a little bit.
Yeah.
It might be the heat from the last few days.
True, I am sat here absolutely.
It is still very warm. but yeah, we have been blessed with some good weather straight after the Easter holidays. And did you have a nice Easter?
I had a lovely Easter.
Did you get all that chocolate?
I had a fair amount of chocolate. I mostly ate a lot of lamb.
Nice.
Yeah, probably enough to put a few shepherds out of business. I had a great time. We had some family come down. So we did, you know, went out for a meal with them, and then my girlfriend cooked a big, nice meal for us. So that was really nice.
That sounds amazing.
And then I spent the Monday just like lying in bed with an extremely large belly. Like, oh no, I had too much.
It always happens over Easter, I think.
Yeah. What about yourself?
I had a nice Easter. I had a nice day out in Callum Island on the Good Friday. The weather sort of turned up. I was hoping to sit in a beer garden, but then it started spitting.
It started hailing as well, didn't it, at one point?
Yeah, I think so. I was mainly indoors when I was around, but I heard it had hailed. But just had a nice time with family. I haven't eaten any of my Easter chocolate yet.
You haven't eaten any of it?
No, it'll be consumed soon. They're just on a shelf in a cool place, just ready to be consumed.
Well, you have more restraint than me. That was gone very very quickly in my house.
No, I've always remembered, especially when I was a kid, getting loads and loads of Easter eggs and always not being able to eat them all because there's that much in quantity.
Yeah, my favourite thing about Easter is waiting until like a week and a half after and then just going to the shops and buying loads of really
just whilst they're reduced. Whilst they're reduced. Like,
exactly, just getting the last one for like 20p or something.
As mentioned last week, they have been fairly expensive this year, Easter eggs.
What I think, though, is if they're getting more expensive, then like go for one which is maybe it costs a tiny bit more, but it's, you get more quantity and quality with it. You know, like I want the ones where they've got loads of mini eggs on the inside or a packet of Maltesers or something.
It's just along them lines, yeah. I should suppose I should tell us the reason why we play the two songs. We'll start off with David Bowie's Let's Dance. Got to number one in the UK this week. In 1983.
Fair. Deservedly so.
And on this day in 1965, the Beatles with Ticket to Ride released as a single. A great song nonetheless. Very catchy.
Yeah, very catchy. Very fitting. It feels like the start of summer in both of those songs. You know?
It does actually, come to think of it. But you can tell it's a Beatles song. Not just from the vocals, but just the whole vibe.
Oh, yeah. It's got that 60s feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it screams 60s. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, like, screams 60s. Since last week, the new Magna tram stop has opened, as we had talked about towards the end of last week's show. So if you are wanting to get down to Magna, I think the kids are still off school, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so maybe wait till next week.
maybe wait till next week, but if you want to get to Magna, there's no excuse now, I don't think.
No,
exactly. I know it's a bit of a pain to drive to, I am aware. And this is a much easier way, especially if you're coming from town or if you live around the area. It's a much easier mode of transport.
I haven't been to Magna in years. I'd love to go, actually.
It's amazing as a kid.
Yeah.
Just, especially the first time I went, I'm like, whoa, all this in a big old steelwork.
I just remember going with my mum, her really enjoying it, up until we got to the water bit, and then just being quite miserable for the rest of the day because she was absolutely soaked by us.
Yeah, I got told specifically, don't get wet.
Because we've got
the car on the way back.
Yeah, I think that's probably why she was annoyed as well.
And as well, because there's a little a mini water park for the kids, there's also the chance of getting wet there too.
Yeah.
So, as I said, if you want to go to Magna, I don't know if it's changed too much. From when I went a couple of years ago, just for nostalgia's sake, it looked fairly similar.
I mean, I just kind of have little bits of it in my memory. Like, I can't remember anything succinctly. I know that there's the fire tornado, which
that was amazing.
Still is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Never seen anything like that before.
I know that there's, it's themed around like the four kind of base elements in it, like fire, water, earth, wind.
Yeah, it's basically that in a big building.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
And the other thing I saw just yesterday, actually, via our amazing Brad, there is a signed thing from the Lead Mill.
Yes.
Featuring signatures from all the great bands from Sheffield. From
it's a guitar. I can't remember what model it is, but it is a very, very beautiful one. And yeah, it's absolutely covered in famous signatures.
I mean, you've got Arctic Monkeys on there, you've got Pulp, you've got Human League, Def Leppard. Any big Sheffield band, they're on there.
So any song you write on that, it's going to be a hit. It's guaranteed.
Any like Sheffield Lead Mill alumni, rest in peace to Lead Mill still. It's still got the social medias profile, so it's still alive in spirit.
Yeah.
Just the body's not there now.
Yeah, true.
Unfortunately, but if you want to get your hands on this signed guitar, the competition closes in May, I think, 5th of May. It's £5 to enter, and the winner will be announced shortly after.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's worth a try.
I know what I'm doing when I get.
Yeah, £5. That's pretty good considering what you're going to get. And with a chance of winning.
A little bit more than a bus ticket now, so, you know.
But £5 basically for a guitar. And I think it all goes to a good cause as well, the money put forward.
Yeah, exactly.
We are going to get into some music now, and sticking on this theme, what we've just been talking about, a band who made their name at the Lead Mill all the way back in 1980, and are still the same today. They've never changed. And who headlined Tramlines on the Friday last year, because I remember seeing them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go... It's Pulp, of course. Who else would it be?
Of course, yeah.
Who else would it be? We are going to go into this song, and it is Do You Remember the First Time?
Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen. But I'll get there in a blue dream.
Pulp with Do You Remember the First Time here on Communities Live. I'm sure Jarvis Cocker remembers the first time at the Leadmill.
Exactly. Do you remember the first time?
I was born about 22 years after that time. I still need to find if there's any footage. I'd love to see live footage. Exactly. Or just pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's got his plaque off the side of the building yet. I know he was really wanting to get someone to chisel the plaque out.
Well, hopefully he was able to. I'm sure there was some fan willing enough to do it.
No, I'm kind of on the fence with that one. I mean, he has the right to have it, but at the same time, the building's still there and it shows where they were. It might not be the Leadmill now, but it could be like, oh, Pulp was here.
True.
But if he has got it, then fair enough. He was desperate. He mentioned it tramlines constantly. He was like, has anyone got like a chisel or something who's willing to go to the Leadmill?
But it gives a new space for a new artist to come and put a plaque on that maybe in however many years' time they'll be at Tramlines Festival asking for as well.
Yeah, it could be in the next like 40 years, like what's just happened last year.
So Sheffield artist, now's your time to go there and write something on the wall.
If you're listening to this, yeah, it's a good idea. Sticking kind of with the Sheffield music theme, although this next artist isn't from Sheffield, like nowhere near.
Yeah.
A fascinating fact I found out just last week on a random episode of Come Dine With Me of all TV shows.
Oh, okay.
I think it might have been a bit of an older episode.
Well, they did just do one in Sheffield recently.
It could have been. I don't keep track of Come Dine With Me much.
I do far too much.
even though it is a pretty iconic British show. It's had its moments.
It's the documentary show, the reality show. Nothing compares, I'd say.
And plenty, some good food, some not so good food.
Yes. it's more entertaining to watch the not so good food, though, a lot of the time.
The entertainment. But anyways, it turns out in 2009, Tina Turner had her final ever live concert at the Sheffield Arena.
Absolutely.
Out of all places in the world, she almost retires in Sheffield.
Yeah, it still feels weird to think about that. She was rolling on the River Sheaf, I guess.
We are. We'll get into that in a minute. But I can't believe that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, Yorkshire is the best place to do your swan song, your big final show. So good on her.
It was when the arena got plenty of... It doesn't get as much concerts, unfortunately, now, as it should.
Nah, I mean, maybe that's a post-COVID thing, to be fair.
It could be. Although we do have Def Leppard there in June.
Whoa!
Yes. What a place for them to return.
Yeah, exactly.
Home, they'll call it. Yeah. I'm fascinated by this Tina Turner thing. But I've come down with me of all places where we had Dave Lamb narrating... Oh, this is where Tina Turner had her final concert. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Out of all places in the UK, the world.
She's a woman of culture. She knows. She knows where the best ones are.
She does. And I'm sure she, up until her unfortunate death, well, passing, I'm sure she remembered where she was.
Yeah, I'm sure she went straight off and had a bottle of chips and Hendo.
Yeah, straight across the road there.
Yeah.
Probably hanging about Centertainment for a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know what was there in 2009.
I mean, she probably just went bowling and
cinema. I think Hollywood Bowl was there in 2009, if anyone can confirm that.
Most likely. I remember it being there from when I was very
young. Cineworld was definitely there. So she might have even gone to the cinema for a nice little showing.
Yeah, true. And maybe a buffet or something like that before all the buffets disappeared. Would have been a great time to go, to be fair. Yeah. So I don't
blame. 2009, what a year.
Yeah, exactly.
If anyone was at that concert, though, out of interest, or saw her afterwards if she was signing stuff, please get in touch because we'd love to hear the story.
Yeah,
but we are going to get into... one of her better songs, not an original song of hers. This song was originally written by Creedence Clearwater Revival, but she did end up doing a nice cover of it, and a very catchy cover.
Yeah.
And here we're going to go with Proud Mary.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice. Easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
well,
do it.
I never lost
nice.
1 minute of
rough.
And now
we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel.
But then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Ooh, rolling.
Ooh, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the man
every night and day.
And I never lost 1 minute of sleep.
And I was worrying about the way that things might have been. You know that
big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
The river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis.
You know I
popped a lot of chains down in New Orleans. But I never saw all the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the
river.
Say we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Tina Turner and Proud Mary there. That's such a upbeat song.
Oh, yeah, it's an absolute tune. Undeniable.
If you listen to the original one, it's still good from Creedence Clearwater Revival, but it's like quite mellow.
I didn't even realise that it was a Creedence.
Not till a few years ago, I didn't.
I knew that it had been a cover by her, but I had no idea that it was them. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, Tina Turner doing a final show in Sheffield Arena.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm going to get into a bit of personal stuff. I didn't want to mention it at the start of the show. I've been thinking how I'd word it. New job alert.
Fantastic.
I will still be here, by the way, before anyone thinks, oh, he's going. No, I'm still here. I'll still be here. It is at the Olsen & Baker shop, well, furniture store in Healy, yeah, so just off Anne's Road.
Yeah, down my neck of the woods, really.
It is, from what you've told me. Yeah. Shout out to James and Russell, who should be listening whilst on their lunch break. I hope we're keeping you entertained.
Guys.
No, I'll be going in tomorrow so you can tell me what it's like. I started just on Tuesday, so I'm still brand new to this.
It's still exciting though for now.
It's very exciting. I've been looking for work for ages, and finally my time has come.
Yeah. So I think that's a message to, you know, everyone who has been in a similar boat to us, where, you know, you're just looking for stuff for ages, and because I know it can get quite demotivating, you just got to stick with it, and eventually.
Patience is a virtue. It's a bit of a cliche, but patience is a virtue.
Yeah, patience is the only option, really, as well. So
There's not much choice with that. But it is worth it in the end.
Good things do come to those who wait. Clearly,
yes, that is correct, actually. Loving it so far the first 2 days.
Yeah.
Especially straight after a good Easter break, just to jump into a new environment, really. Yeah. I'm not too familiar with furniture.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll gain a good understanding.
Yeah.
And I'm very hopeful. But as I said, I still will be on here on Thursdays. I'm not going anywhere for now.
Yeah.
Which is good, because I've got a whole week's work now, so basically.
Yeah.
Two different jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Busy boy
indeed.
Yeah.
But we give Olsen & Baker a little shout out there.
Yeah.
And if you want to find them, think of the Sum Studios next to the Angsgrove Primary School. Or if you know where the Brothers Arms pub is, it's not hard to miss. It's the old building. And I'm sure they will do their best to help you. And I will have a big input in that, I'm sure.
Yes, and whenever you go down, make sure to say, send a free sofa to Sheffield Live, because we'll appreciate it.
or a new table, even though this table is a pretty good one.
Oh, it's a great table.
It is a great table, and it's big enough, but we still have some room for extra people if they would like to join the show.
Of course.
Via the website, and if you want to get in touch with our fantastic producer, Chris, it's chrissinelli89@gmail.com. I'm sure all the information is on the website too. We are more than happy to have guests and permanent presenters.
Even if you just want to give it a try.
Yeah, we're a very welcoming little team.
Yeah, except for me, I'm awful off.
Oh, no, don't put yourself down with that. We enjoy your company, we enjoy Chris and Brad's company.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll see them next week, all being well.
Yes, and I think that's the thing with Communities Live, it's about the community. So, you know, that includes everyone listening here today. So please do get involved, we would like to hear from you.
Bring your ideas to the table. I mean,
exactly.
We do talk about plenty of stuff, both local and just in general, like what we've been up to, really, and just have a nice chat.
Yeah. I mean, just anything which is on your mind. I'm sure you can natter about pretty much anything, to be fair. I know I go on a bit, so...
I can sometimes as well, but that's not too much of a bad thing on radio. If you can't talk on radio, then there's other roles as well, but
yeah.
we enjoy our talking. It can range from gaming to films to sports, or just
to tram stops,
yeah. And And music, of course. Who can forget music?
Yes, yeah.
And just what we've been up to, what we're getting on with, and to share it with the city of Sheffield and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, exactly.
You can listen anywhere in the country, I believe, anyway, so via the website and other little radio apps. So
the commute might be a bit longer, but
shout out to all our viewers, listeners outside of Sheffield too, if anyone's listening, or around the world, because you can do it around the world as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Whilst I was in Germany, I decided to tune in. Whilst I was I got caught off guard a little bit with the time. I'm like, okay, it's 12 o'clock here. I'm like, oh, it's 11 o'clock at home. So I had to wait. I had to wait till 1 o'clock German time.
Christmas different there.
I'm like, hold on, this isn't music we play. Right, some more music. I think I was going to play this a few weeks ago, and it completely slipped my mind because I found another fact about this. We played another Jerry Rafferty song called Right Down the Line, which is a good song.
Oh, yeah.
But this one is possibly his most famous, but for a certain instrument, and I am talking about the saxophone.
Yes,
An underrated instrument, that is.
Yeah, I used to learn saxophone
when
I was a kid, yeah.
How was that?
It was very, very difficult.
I imagine so.
And I had to give it up eventually just because I think I was quite young. I was like 5 or 6, and I just couldn't breathe as I was doing it. So I would just slowly turn more blue going through a 30-second song, and I think that was maybe a song.
I think you need a good pair of lungs on you if you wanted to play that.
Yes, I clearly do.
That's the same with, a clarinet or anything that you have to blow into.
Trombone, French horn.
Bagpipes.
Yeah, bagpipes
is the big one. Yeah. We are going to get into Baker Street, which, as you know, is famous for Sherlock Holmes, and it is also a tube station in London. Released in 1978... The saxophone player Raphael Ravenscroft was only paid £27 for this, and he made the song, really. I'm not sure what that is in today's money, but I can guarantee it wasn't a lot of money in 1978. So I will find out what it is now, because the check bounced. He was going to get more than that, but then the check bounced only part of it. And he never got the full price from Rafferty, unfortunately. And it's a shame because he made the song, and we're going to let you listen to this song. It is a slightly shorter version, unfortunately, as we are struggling for time. Not just yet, but we only have another 20 minutes.
And there's plenty more tunes to come. Don't
oh, you? Yeah, don't worry. We'll keep you entertained. But here is Baker Street.
Thank you. To open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
A candy-coloured clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreams.
We thought we'd play two songs there. Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street with the amazing saxophone from Raphael Ravenscroft. £27 in today's money is around £185 to £200, which is still peanuts, I think, for music. Just a very unfortunate payout there. He deserved a lot more.
But he did make his mark on music history, at least.
It's possible.
And we appreciate you.
It could be one of the most, well, it is one of the most famous like saxophone pieces ever.
100%.
And we thought, by requested by Lewis, we thought we'd play a bit of Roy Orbison as a nice little change with In Dreams.
Yeah, used in many films and a couple of games that I can think of. Alan Wake. Blue Velvet, I'm pretty sure it's in.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was on Fallout. It sounds like a Fallout-ish.
It sounds like it could be on Fallout, 100%.
If you're not familiar with Fallout, it's mainly songs from, say, the 40s, 50s, and possibly the 60s as well, set in a future post-apocalyptic world. I'd recommend playing the games.
Yeah, super retro bangers.
Right, so speaking of games, we're going to get a new trailer for the most anticipated game in the history of gaming.
Yeah.
We are getting a new GTA 6 trailer.
Yeah.
Some point, either this month or next month.
Yeah. When we're talking about just the build up to a trailer, you know, like it's going to be crazy. Yeah.
Bear in mind, the last trailer was coming up to a year ago now.
Yeah, and then the first one was like 2 years before that as well, weren't it? So
End of 2023, I think it was in December there when it got. Original release date, and then it's been pushed back a few times. Hopefully for the best. I want them to develop it as best as they can, because if that game disappoints, there will be riots, I imagine.
I feel like no matter what, though, there's going to be some people who call it disappointing.
Always going to be, in this whole world, we've got 7 billion people.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a few who it's not their cup of tea. Yeah.
Well, just contrarians as well. There'll be people who, because everyone is talking about how great it is, will start poo-pooing it. But it's going to be good no matter what. Even if it's not perfect, it'll be good.
It will be good. There's no such thing as perfection with gaming, I don't think.
No.
Other than Red Dead Redemption's 2 story.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Maybe a bit less so, but most of it, yeah, 100%.
Definitely, yeah. We hope there's a bit more, there will be a bit more look into the game. It was just snippets, really.
Yeah, I think the thing is, because there's so little actual information about it out there, you just hear so many rumours, and I really don't know which ones to believe. Because some people are like, oh, it's going to be amazing, and I've also heard it's like only half finished, which it obviously isn't true, but... Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I am fascinated to see what the music's going to be like, because there's no doubt be radio stations, as there has been in the previous games. We've had some great songs on various GTA games, especially GTA 5. I think GTA 5 upped the ante a bit.
It's probably got the most iconic radio out of them all.
Yeah, Los Santos Rock Radio, definitely. Non-stop Pop.
Non-stop Pop was my favourite.
There's some good songs on there. GTA 4 had good songs.
I was quite late to GTA 4, so they don't really stick with me as much, but I know it's got a very iconic radio.
Yeah, same. I was a bit late to the party, or a few years late, actually. But when I started playing it, I'm like, it is set in different cities for each one. You've got
very different vibe as well.
So you've got Vice City, which is it's based off Miami, I think. In Florida. Liberty City is, of course, New York City. That kind of gives it away.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple, which I'd love to visit. And GTA 5 being Los Santos, which is a parody of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It looks a bit better than Los Angeles, I think, in terms of stuff to do there.
Yeah, even with all the cars flying around and explosions going on, it seems a little bit safer than modern-day LA, so... I wonder if they might do another city for the next game, because they have kind of stuck to those three
I think it's by City again for 6.
Oh, no, but I mean for 7.
7. Oh, we're already thinking of 7.
That's probably like 2 decades.
I think I'll be retired by the time that comes out.
True.
Because we've waited plenty of time for this one. I'm not going to complain about the wait.
Oh, yeah.
But it has been 13 years this year since GTA 5, the last game. I remember when that released as well.
Yeah, because that was like revolutionary.
I wasn't old enough to play it, so I had to rely on watching videos and people playing it. So oh, I know. Yeah. So I got to know the law.
All my mates were telling me how good it was, and I was like, I can't afford it. I'm not allowed to play this.
There was queues everywhere in the game. There was people camping outside, even.
Yeah, that's one of the things which I've grown to dislike about just everything being a digital download. You don't have these kind of big overnight launches and people queuing out the door and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, it's just a sign of the time, I guess.
It is, and this was going back, as I say, 2013. Things have possibly changed now. It'd be interesting to see the queues for GTA 6 on that day.
I think there still will be queues if they do have a physical release of the game. But have they even said if they're doing a physical release, or is it just digital? Who knows?
No idea yet. They haven't really said not much. They haven't given too much away, which might be a good thing, actually. Because if they say, oh, it's coming as a physical copy, there'll be people planning already.
Yeah. I mean, I would prefer a physical copy. I like to hold stuff in my hands.
Yeah, even though digital, you're guaranteed not to lose a game, like, in your house somewhere.
True.
Because there's been cases I've seen where people have lost games on physical and never found them.
True.
Or breaking them.
Yeah, lending it to your mate and then it just...
It goes missing.
Yes.
Or ending up giving it to CEX or somebody to sell on.
Yeah. Is that coming from a bad experience?
No, well, okay. From what I've... Not personally, but people who I know of. But even though CEX are great for selling stuff, there are some good quality stuff there, and for a much cheaper price.
Oh, yeah, I love CEX. I absolutely love it, because you can get like PS2 games and everything from there as well for well cheap, so I think it's great.
Wii games as well. Wii and DS games, going back to a bit of nostalgia there.
I was tempted to get a Wii recently to buy a new one, but... Yeah, I mean, hopefully soon. Maybe it's my birthday next week, so maybe then. Who knows?
On the Thursday, by any chance?
On the Wednesday.
The day, right, we'll have to do a little late birthday thing, I suppose.
Yeah, so I will officially be an older man by the time I get here next week.
Be a year, 1 year older, exactly. Same old stuff.
Exactly, yes.
We are coming to the end of the show, unfortunately, as always at this time on a Thursday, it's the only part I don't like about a Thursday around this time.
Yeah.
But have any apart from your birthday, anything planned for the week?
I don't really know. Probably just since I finished all my own Easter chocolate, probably sniffling out the other people's.
It'll be birthday cake next.
True, it will be birthday cake. I don't know what I'm having yet, but it's going to be a big one. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 27 candles to fit on. That's a lot.
27. That's how old you'll be.
Now I feel old now.
I'm 23 and I feel old too.
Yeah, imagine what it's like in 4 years.
Just thinking to all the old memories. Listen to a lot of nostalgic music too.
Exactly.
From stuff I have grown up with, being in a music orientated family, passed on from grandparents to my parents. And we only play the best stuff on this show.
I bet you guys throw good parties.
We do. We'll have to do one sometime.
Fantastic.
So thank you for listening, everybody. It's been a pleasure as always. Lewis, it's been a pleasure having you opposite.
Thank you. As with you, Oliver.
Oh, always. And we hope to have Chris and Brad on next week. Fingers crossed with that, because they have been a miss today.
Yes.
As well. But we are going to finish the show with... We've just been talking about GTA 6, right?
Yeah.
The song from the first trailer, which made it shoot up in popularity, even though it was quite well known anyways.
Pre-established.
One of the best guitarists and musicians around, sadly no longer with us again, it is Tom Petty.
Yeah.
This song's been covered by Sam Fender as well in the last few years I've seen, and people's like, it's the song from GTA 6, the trailer. We are going to finish this show with Love is a Long Road, and thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
tread in the